Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
A 9/11 widow is pleading for the return of her stolen diamond ring and two bands that include gems from her wedding ring. Monica Lycan tells the New York Post, "I'm emotional already with 9/11 approaching. I've been praying to God and late husband Michael about helping me find this ring. The bands were blessed by the Pope during his visit to Ground Zero in 2015. She's offering a $500 reward for the missing rings worth $22,000. They disappeared after she put them on a nightstand in a rented house in West Hampton the night of August 13th. The family of an 8-year-old with Down syndrome wants the girl removed from Elizabeth Public Schools after she came home from the first day of classes with 6 bite marks on her face, arms, and legs. Her big sister tells the story on Instagram, saying her mother freaked out when she picked up Emily Montero and marched into the principal's office to demand answers. The child couldn't tell what happened because she's nonverbal. The Elizabeth School District says the girl is in a classroom with other students who have developmental issues, and one of them bit her. This Saturday, a Navy serviceman killed at Pearl Harbor is getting a proper funeral in New Jersey. Harold Costell was serving aboard the USS West Virginia as a fireman third class on December 7, 1941, when catastrophe struck. His remains were recently identified after being exhumed from a military grave in Hawaii. His brother Gene was 14 when his older brother was killed. He's now 93 and says until they died, his mother and sister never gave up hope of finding Harold's remains. Police believe they have a suspect now in a long-running series of robberies on the Upper East Side. They say an octogenarian spent holiday weekends driving from Florida to Manhattan to commit the crimes.
At age 82, police say Samuel Sabatino would drive into the city from out of town and break into fancy apartments on the Upper East Side. So far, he's charged with 5 burglaries this year, stealing more than $160,000 worth of loot. But authorities are looking into more break-ins, and that total could be a lot higher. John is a former neighbor in Armonk, where the Sabatino family used to live.
I know some of them, and they're just really nice people. I mean, extremely nice people. So you wouldn't even imagine that this was possible.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Armonk.
We have a winner of the New Hampshire Lobster Roll Eating Contest. This year's winner, from Connecticut, Manny Camba scarfed down 21 lobster rolls in 10 minutes to claim victory at yesterday's event. He took home $600 and bragging rights. The all-time record is 24 lobster rolls. Well, this is some kind of rescue effort. More than 50 dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens have arrived on Long Island after being saved from Dorian's path. North Shore Animal League America sent an emergency response team to North Carolina shelters to pick up animals displaced by the storm. They then moved on to South Carolina to pick up even more animals. Once these 35 cats and 19 dogs are examined by vets, they'll be groomed and put up for adoption. Here's the amazing headline. Scientists suggest there's a possibility of reversing the process of aging. But wait, there's more. California researchers say the findings are preliminary because the trial was small and did not include a control arm. The study involved 9 healthy volunteers who were given a cocktail of 3 common drugs, human growth hormone plus 2 diabetes meds. When scientists analyzed the subjects' genomes a year later, they found the volunteers had aged backward, losing an average of 2.5 years from their biological age. Yonkers police are investigating an early morning shooting that seriously wounded a 12-year-old boy. 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern is on the scene.
It was about 1:45 in the morning. A bunch of people are hanging out in front of 7383 Highland Avenue when a car pulls up. 2 people get out, each firing shots. One of them hits a 12-year-old boy in the neck.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrible. Yeah, I live right up the block here. It's relatively quiet up here.
The 12-year-old victim was rushed into surgery in serious but stable condition. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Yonkers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.